Between rising rates in unemployment and foreclosures, families are now this country's fastest-growing homeless population. In the state of Arizona, the number of families experiencing first-time homelessness has jumped by more than 10% last year. That creates a big challenge for homeless children trying to balance school and survival. From member station KNAU in Flagstaff, Jillian Ferris-Cole reports.
As Flagstaff's first congregational choir rehearses holiday songs, about 20 women and children quietly make their way into the cozy church, backpacks and sleeping bags in hand. In a few minutes, the church will transform into their bedrooms for the night.
It's kind of like camping. It's like a big slumber party, pretty much.
40-year-old Sharon Bazell and three of her six children have been staying at the church's emergency shelter for much of the last year, ever since Bazell lost her job and then her home.
What I miss about having my own home is being able to know that we are all together safely under one roof, because being in a homeless situation and living in a shelter, it takes that away.
For her 11-year-old daughter, Chanel, the stress of the situation is overwhelming.
I miss staying up late and watching TV and being able to spend time with my mom.
The Bazells are among nearly 2,000 families waiting for low-income or emergency housing in Flagstaff. Each month, nearly 100 women and children are turned away from official shelters because of overcrowding. That's exactly why Bill Guise opened the shelter at First Congregational Church, where he is pastor.
I didn't see any reason why that would have to be when we have a building that's warm and dry and empty overnight.
And he didn't wait for the city's permission to do it.
We're a church, and we're going to do what we need to do, whether or not we have the blessing, you know, in paperwork or not. And I don't think anyone faults us for it.
More than 600 students in the Flagstaff Unified School District are classified as homeless. That number is almost twice what it was a year ago, as is the case with more than 300 school districts nationwide. 17-year-old Daniel Blassenjim is one of those students. Now, most mornings, Daniel walks his mom and two little sisters to the Flagstaff City bus stop so they can get to school and work on time.
Don't lose your bus pass.
Who's picking you up?
Me?
Probably Daniel will pick you up, okay? You have a good day.
Daniel hasn't been in school in over a year, not since his family became homeless.
They won't let me in high school because they say that I won't have enough credits by the end of the year to pass. So I just said, screw high school, and I'm going to get my GED.
For Daniel, his family's needs have become so great that he really doesn't have time for school. By the end of the day, Daniel's ridden about 25 miles on his bike, applied for several jobs, picked up two little sisters from school and after-school programs, and taken them to the women's shelter for dinner with their mom, showers, and a change of clothes. At 8:30, the family gets dropped off back at that First Congregational Church, where they'll sleep for the night. Tomorrow, they'll start the whole routine over again.
It really don't matter the situation, as long as me and my family are doing okay, and that we have a roof over our head every night and stay warm at night. It's not a scary experience. It's just normal, and I'm getting used to it.
And so, apparently, are a lot of other kids. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.